Good evening, everyone. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Welcome, 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 welcome. Welcome today on the line. Before we go into our class, let us pray and invite the Holy Spirit in this place. Heavenly Father, we come this day and we want to give you thanks and we want to give you praise, Almighty God. We thank you. This is the day that you have made and we will rejoice in it. Father, I come to you this day as your servant. I hide myself behind the cross, Almighty God, this day, that the fire of the Holy Spirit will come down and will ignite your children. I thank you, Father God, that you are the teacher. I am just the one that is giving all the information through you. I move and I have my being. Certainly, there will be no God before you and beside you. You are the only God. You are the true God. You're the God of righteousness and peace. Father, we thank you this day. We glorify you this day. We give you worship and we give you honor. There is no other God beside you. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, you said in your word that you will leave and you will send the Comforter who will lead and who will guide. So today, Holy Spirit, we welcome you in this place. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, to lead and to guide. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, as we repent. I ask you right now that we repent from all our sins and all our unrighteousness. That way we can come boldly to the throne of grace. We can seek mercy in the time of need. And we need you today, Holy Spirit. We need you today to lead us and to guide us. We need you today, Holy Spirit, to give us information that we know nothing about. Only you, Holy Spirit, only you have the insight for living. And if we're going to live in today's world, we need you, Holy Spirit, to come and to lead and to guide. Precious Holy Spirit, as I bow now before you, oh, I can feel your presence. I thank you for being here. I thank you for being the teacher. And I thank you for being the guide. And tonight I said, welcome, welcome, Holy Spirit. I hide myself behind the cross. I let you now come forth and be glorified. Glorify yourself through me today. That man may come to know that only you alone is Jehovah. And your ways are just and true. I thank you. I praise you. If there's anyone on the line tonight and you feel so heavy burden and feel just like you just can't take it and you just want to just give up, I pray for you right now. Just lift your hands up in the mighty name of Jesus and just repeat quietly, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come this day and I lay it out all on the altar. And I give it back to you because you have already taken it. And I repent. I repent, Father. I just so repent that I went and took up the burden that you have already taken care of already. So tonight, I am giving it back to you. September the 22nd at 7:37, I give it back to you. I give it back to you. And Father, I'm asking you by your spirit that if and when I should ever think about trying to pick up what you have already taken on the cross with your son, please remind me of this day, the day when I gave it over all to you. Sickness and disease, confusion, disobedience, everything that you have placed on the cross, I give it to you. I come now and I speak to the spirit of poverty who is trying to come and hold its ugly head on God's people, the child of God. I break it now and I command it to go in the name of Jesus. Lord God, Amarabu Shande, Kiramando Kolama Setele. You know, I have this book from Cindy Trim. And talk about commanding your mourning. Will be a good book for you to have or to get. You can get it, I believe, through Amazon if you don't have it. So tonight I come and I see people in want, in need. So I'm just going to release some declarations over you tonight. The Esther anointing, divine favor, Lord. Father God, I call for the spirit of favor to come and to run after your children and just to touch and to release favor. People that's in business, the Joseph anointing, their business is stagnant. Lord God, I release the anointing of wealth upon them, Lord God. Warfare, prosperity, anointing that you would give them, strategic ways how to go forth to attract. Abraham had so many things, Lord, that you gave to him. And I just pray right now for the Abrahamic anointing upon your people. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray, Lord God, balance, that they'll be able to balance your life. Balancing their life tonight, God. Lord God, I see that person that just so confused and distraught and don't know, you know, where their next meal is coming from. If it's not tonight, next week, under the sound of my voice, wherever they listen to the state, I bind the spirit of poverty. And I break confusion off of your lives tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus, let your heaven come down to this earth and manifest itself among your people. Let your kingdom come, Lord. And let your will be done, Lord God Almighty, in the lives of your people, that they may come to know who they are in Christ Jesus. Roll back the spirit of confusion out of their lives, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, the ones that you give all this information to, Lord. And no matter where they go, how they try, God, it's like a roadblock. In the name of Jesus, I come against every single roadblock of the enemy tonight, Lord. And command them to take their hand off of your children's finances, Father. And let the floodgate of heaven open up, Lord God. Open up, Lord God Almighty. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, my God. Oh, Namashisi Kino. Sickness and disease break now and bound and bind it up in the name of Jesus. Oh, Ramalako Serema. Yendere Ma Shotoriama. Oh, Manama Sende. When I come to the meeting, I'm just going to try to get some of these healing things that I always professed over myself that I have. Healing scriptures. I have healing scriptures. Masere koshata. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. There's so much. It's just so much heaviness tonight, God. Father, let's talk one and one, Lord. We have salvation. And in salvation, we should find peace. Father, let us not forget your benefits tonight. Redeem us from all destruction, Father. You've crowned us with loving kindness, Lord God, and tender mercies. Oh God, I cry out to you for that one, God. Watch now, I pray. Deliver now, I pray. Remove now, I pray. Every fire that the enemy brings, not your fire, but the enemy's fire, I bind it up and I command it to go now in Jesus' mighty name. Father, let them have freedom in the spirit. Let them have tranquility in the spirit. Let them have supernatural peace in the spirit. Bring now the floodgate. Bring now the floodgate. Bring now the floodgate and move strategically, Father, over your people. Bind the enemy's work off your people right now. Father, I declare heaven and earth, the keys to the kingdom is on earth. You have given us the keys to the kingdom, and it's on earth this day, and we hold on to the keys. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done on earth. Let the supernatural now go forth, I pray. Homes and lands and finances and healing and deliverance and salvation and joy and peace. Saturate the atmosphere as I speak. Where would children come back home to their family as I speak? Husband and wife knitted back together as Isaac, like Isaac and Rebecca, as I speak. Bind the enemy, every folly ground of the enemy, as I speak. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. 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 Let the fire of the Holy Spirit. 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 Fire. 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 Come now. Fire. Now. Fire. Come now. Fire. Come now and breathe and break up every fallen ground of the enemy tonight. In the name of Jesus, break and bind overeating spirit. Break and bind alcoholism spirit. The spirit of alcoholism. Oh, my God. Break and bind. Break and bind. Break and bind every generational curse. Break and bind it now. Father, I will move when you release me to move. because there's something going on in the atmosphere right now. And I speak right now, and I speak to the hardcore sickness right now in bodies, wherever that sickness is. Put your hand over your body in the mighty name of Jesus. I drive it out with the water camp of the Holy Ghost. Every polluted water, the water of the Holy Spirit will come in now and drive out every polluted water. So now I drive out that water camp that come into camp, that come into bide, that come into dictate, that come into confuse, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. So now I release husband and wives in the home to become fathers and mothers, brothers and sister communicating together. Family members getting together with each other. No more lack. 100% continual supply. The enemy comes in like a flood, but the Father raised up a standard against him. Even if we don't understand, we remember when Jesus died on the cross and he said, it's finished. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight for the fire of the Holy Ghost. We thank you tonight, Almighty God, for the finished work of the Holy Spirit on the cross with Jesus. Jesus, you died on the cross and you send the Holy Spirit back to us. And we thank you. And we welcome you now, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Oh, na 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 na. Go deep. Let's go deep in. Let's go deep in. Let's go deep in. Go deep in. Ah, take it in. Take it in. Take it in. Take it in. Na no lo koro ra ba ma la ba na la la. Take it in. Take it in. Take it in. Take a bind up every confusion. Bind up every confusion. Bind up every confusion. Take it in. Take it in. Oh my show no come ba ra ba. I want to let go, but the Holy Spirit is not releasing me. Whatever you're going through tonight, take it in. Take it in. Take it in. Breakthrough. Breakthrough is here. Let's push in. Let's push in. Let's push in. Push. Push that baby out. Push that baby out. Shh. Push the baby out. You're pushing it out for your brothers and your sister. Push it out. Come on, intercessors, push it out. Push it out. Somebody is giving birth right now. Somebody is giving birth right now. Give it birth in the spirit. Somebody need you right now. Somebody need you right now. Push. There it goes. There it goes. There it goes. Supernatural breakthroughs. Supernatural breakthroughs in the spirit. Lord, I thank you as I yield myself to you tonight. I thank you as I yield myself to you tonight, that you'll come forth and you'll minister through me. You'll minister through me. You'll minister through me. There's this book that I have. You could also get it on Amazon too. Also, it's a study guide. And it's about the fingers of God. I look it over and I get information from it. And I really, really believe this is a very, very good book, and you could go for it and you could get it. Because after this teaching is over and the notes that you're writing, just don't get your notes and write them and leave them. Write them, look them over. Because you know we only do this twice a month. And I believe the Holy Spirit was telling me, you know what? Because it's such an urgency, we should try to do it at least three times a month. Because people want to get into the meat of what we're going to be talking about. This is in regards to prophetic deliverance. And we talk about Genesis before, Genesis 1:26. We talk about the other day, last week, in regards to the authority of the authority of the believer. We talk about that. And then an assignment was given out. For 9:22. And I pray to God that you look it over, because the assignments that I'm giving, I'm not going to come in and say, check schoolwork or check homework. I'm not going to do that. It is between you and the Holy Spirit. You want to know. You want to be able to understand what the Holy Spirit is saying to you. Well, in the information the Holy Spirit is giving to you. When you go out to, I wouldn't say fight, because these demons are defeated. But when you go out to, it should be like, I wouldn't say combat. Because the way I see it, if we know who we are in Christ, we should just stand up like Jesus did and say, go. And the enemy should just go. You know what I mean? So that is where we're getting. We're getting to that stage. So the last time, when we were here, I believe the last time we were here was what day? Let me see the day. It was September 1st. There was an assignment that was given, and the assignment was on your own time, that you could go in, you could take your Bible, you could look over your word, you could make sure that you're getting in tune with the Holy Spirit. Because going out to drive demons out, not only out of you, out of your family, out of your neighborhood, out of anybody that comes in contact with you, you're supposed to be ready. Okay? So I said that day, I said, there was three, I said, an ambassador. And I said, who is an ambassador? And I gave 2 Corinthians 5:20. And I didn't give it out, but I took that for myself. Sorry. I didn't give it to you. I told you to go and to check it out for yourself. When I check it out, I come up with 2 Corinthians 5:20, okay? See, I'm an ambassador for Christ. And he says, who represent an ambassador, the person who represent Christ? So then I went to 1 Thessalonians 2:4. So you should have already have your own scriptures. Find your own scriptures, because I can't tell you where to go look. We have Google. We got our Bibles. We have concordances. We have all kind of stuff in Google. iPhones, D phones, Z phone, all kind of phones. You name whatever you have. And you could go do a search. So that's what I did. I went in and I did a search. Okay. And also comes down and I said, an ambassador is a person that execute. And then I said, what are some of the essential qualities of the ambassador for Christ? One of them I come up, I said, they have knowledge. The other one I come up, I said, they have wisdom. And I talk about the character of that person. So knowledge. You need to have an understanding of the kingdom of God and how the kingdom of God works. So when I'm giving out this information, it should be up to you, because I'm just giving you nuggets. That's the way I always teach. Ever since the Father called me to teach, even when I'm in Manchester, giving out nuggets, and you pick up these nuggets and you yourself Go and research these nuggets. So here you go. Knowledge. What you need knowledge of? You need to know now. You need to know of the knowledge of the kingdom of God. You need to have wisdom. How are you going to apply the knowledge? So then you're going to have to know what wisdom is. Now, these are little searches that you're going to have to do. Get knowledge of the kingdom of God. Get the knowledge of the kingdom of God. And then what are you going to do when you get that knowledge? How are you going to execute? That's where wisdom is going to come in. Proverbs is a very, very good book about wisdom. If you go into Proverbs, I'm not going to find the scriptures, but I know because when I'm studying, I look to Proverbs. If you go into Proverbs, Proverbs give you some very good nuggets. Proverbs 2, talk about the Lord guides you to wisdom. You talk about Proverbs 2, talk about Proverbs 3, wisdom. Is that wisdom is precious. You need to have these things. You need to get these things under your belt. It doesn't make any sense for me to give you all the information and then you just take it and bring it home. So once I give you small pieces of the action and you go out and you start looking, and it's a wow. Wow, you start getting excited and you start feeling good because you know what understanding means. If I go to school and I'm in a math class and the teacher put a subject on the board, math, you know, like say, I remember when we were in Jamaica, they give us like, they call it, I forgot what they call it, some kind of math they call it. And they come in and they just say, well, we're going to give you this right now and we want to put our papers down. Take up a piece of paper. Well, no, we want to put your book down. Mental math. And we want you to do this, blah, blah, blah. That's because the teacher has already given you some information for the whole week. Gave you an understanding of how the equation works. So she said, put your pencil and your paper down. And then the lady go up in the front and then she start giving you all this information. It's not like school like we had now. And she started giving out the information. And then she moved along to the next one. And she moved along to the next one. And then she turned around and she passed our papers. Take my paper, give it to the next person. The next person, pass it over, till it go all the way up to the front. How are you going to do this mathematical equation if you don't have an understanding how that equation is supposed to work? So that is what I'm saying. I am giving you basic information. And in that scope of what I'm giving to you, it's for you to go and do your research. Doesn't take long. All you need is two scriptures. Voila, just two scriptures. And you know what you just need to? One, just back up the other. One, just back up the other. Because the one, you don't have to go out there and, oh my God, and act like you know it all. No, I don't know it all. I rely on the Holy Spirit. He is your teacher and he is your God. He is your guide. If you read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, memorize and go into John 14 and John 15 and John 16 and see what it's saying. John 14, 15, and 16, different scriptures, and see exactly what it's saying. There's a scripture in there that tells you. He said, I am going to leave. St. John, the nugget says, look to 13, 14, 15, and 16 and see if you could find it. It's a puzzle. I'm going to go far back to 13. Look it up. I got my Bible right here and I could tell you, but it's up to you to find. You need to be able to be a scholar of the word. That when the enemy comes and start talking trash, you said, oh no, he does not. It does not go with my spirit. No, nope, you're a liar. I read it and it's not what it says. No. No. So I'm giving you some information. 13, 14, 15, and 16. And John, come up with the right chapter where it is in. Come up with that. Is it in 14, 15, or 16? Which one is it in? Once you go in and you know it for yourself, nobody cannot tell you nothing differently. Because you know it and you know it and you know that you know that you know that Jesus said, hey, I am going to leave you, but I'm not going to leave you comfortless. And another thing is, guess what to do? You could take out your phone, because all of us have a phone, and look up the word. Jesus said, I'm not going to leave you comfortless. And then you get the scripture right here. And then you'll have more than one scripture to go with it. So it's like you're doing a search. Too many times now we're going into the building, sitting down in there, getting information, walking out, and don't know what we're getting. Because we ourselves are not researching. We ourselves are not looking over the word of God. And the word of God is life. It did not say the preacher is going to give you life. It said the word that I speak out of my mouth. In Proverbs, and I'm not going to tell you because I say it all over and over and over. That's one of my favorite scripture. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. Go check it out. There's another one that I say all the time. Anybody who know me and online or come to church or whatever, they would know I pronounce John. Oh gosh, John 6:63 all the time. Should have never thought that scripture, but I felt like saying it. The words that I speak, Jesus said. Jesus said, glory to God, they are spirit and they bring forth life. He did not say Ruth's going to give you a word and it's going to bring forth life to you. He said, no. He said the words that he himself spoke is going to give you life. Because you know what they are? Those words that he spoke, or the words that he speak, or the words that we are speaking out of our mouth, Jesus's word, their spirit. And bless God Almighty. Bless the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. They're not man-made words. They're not human being words. These are spirit-filled words. So we need to know these spirit-filled words. And again, and again, and again, and again, and again. Our character. Our character. I remember time passed a long, long time ago. A church in the area that I was going to, they had a meeting. They were casting out demons out of this person. That's what they said. And the individual who was casting out the demon, a minister in the church, went in front of the demon, casting out the demon. And the demon said, he said to the demon, you know who I am? And the demon said, yes. And he said, who? He said, you are dopey. You know what dopey is in Jamaica? It means a spiritual demon. It means like something of the spirit. Yes. There's another one again. I was over in Manchester working. Demon come up. And other people couldn't. They could not cast out this demon. And the demon said, there's only one person who could talk to me tonight. And they said it was only me who could talk to them. Not that I have any kind of powers. Not that I have any kind of power. Don't get me wrong. But I'm just saying. And maybe my character was not even good either. But there's an anointing on one's life that come in, even know how to change the atmosphere. That doesn't necessarily mean the person is speaking clean or 100% clean. No, nope, 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 nope. You can't tell me that. No, 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 no. There is an anointing on one's life to change the atmosphere, to change the scope of things. That is what I'm talking about. What I'm just saying right now is another format of your character needs to be changed. Take out your pencil and paper. Look up the word character for yourself and ask the Holy Spirit what's in your life that needs to be changed. What's in my life? I may know what's in my life that needs to be changed. I may know what's not right. And you may know what's not right. I can't tell you how to slice your bread. I may know how to slice my bread, but you can't tell me how to slice my bread, just like I can't tell you how to slice your bread. So you need to go to the Holy Spirit. You need to go to Him. And anything in your life that does not line up with the word, you ask the Holy Spirit to change it. Ask the Holy Spirit to change it. I'm doing this every single day. I'm doing it. We're all in this thing together. I'm asking God for the Holy Spirit to help me in certain areas of my life. None of us is exempt. Don't you dare tell me, no matter what you are doing, let me tell you, I found out. There is no big sin and there's no small sin. Hey, once you find this scripture, let me know because I'd love to see it. Honestly, I'd like to see it because I've never seen it. So I would really, you know, because we're all here working together. My mother always said to me, one hand watch the other. So tell you what, let me see that scripture where my sin is bigger than your sin or your sin is bigger than mine. Because I would really, really, really love to see it because I have never see that in the word and I would like to see that. That way, I could correct myself, please. I could correct myself, but until then, at this point, for me, the things that I like to eat, I was talking to one of my darling today about, and I was like, okay, I was giving some information out. And I see where drinking and eating is in the same boat. I'm like, whoa. So I'm going around tearing down people, but yet I love to eat my stuff. So you see, I have to make an executive decision. Oh, yeah, that I am going to change some stuff. Oh, yeah. Pick the beam out of your eyes, honey, before you go pick it out of somebody else. We are in this thing together, and we are training one with another. So if I have offended you, let me know. Call me and say, Sister Ruth, you did this and do that. Look now. And if I don't want to listen, call up somebody that's in the church, let them talk to me. Likewise. But nobody is exempt. We're not God. Some people say we're God, but you know what? I mean, in a sense. But guess what? I can't go out there casting out demons if I'm not clean, especially if my eyes got open to something. Look, now we're learning. God is teaching us something, especially if my eyes is open to something. Are you hearing me? If you didn't know yesterday and if you didn't know upon the time you get on the phone, on the Zoom call here, and it's been revealed now tonight, it is time for some changes. So you know what? If I'm doing something that ain't right, oh yeah, it is time for changes. Because if things does not get changed, consequences, honey. And with the kind of ministry that God has placed on my life, touching lives, he had reminded me long, long time ago that the anointing on my life is not for me. The anointing on my life, because I went to him about something. And he said, look, the anointing on your life is not for you. I'm like, huh? Oh, yeah. He said, the anointing on your life. Listen to this. Check this out. Watch this. He said, the anointing on my life is for somebody else. And I'm like, okay. That means I need you and you need me. God first, but then come family, then come us. You do not put the church above your family. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to be holy, holy like that. I got a family. I have a family. So I'm not going to come in your house and tell you how to run your house. But we have to have some order in our house. And I want to have some order in my house. Somebody must need to hear this. I need to hear this. We're going to go out there and run out demons and devils? And ain't that not doing right? Let's all repent tonight. Let me repent tonight. And walk in the abundance of his light. Because I want to do exploits for him. So you know what I'm planning on doing? I'm planning and working on me. Okay, the Bible says work out your own salvation. So that means I'm working on me. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. I am going to be working on Ruth Elizabeth. Because once I start working on Ruth Elizabeth, everything that's out of line with Ruth Elizabeth, the Holy Father, by the Holy Spirit, is going to make it right. So, I bow to the cross. I bow to the leading of the Holy Spirit. I take my communion every single day. And if I miss it one day, I should try to double up. But no, I just take one. But the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians, I think it's 1 Corinthians 11, 25. Let me see if I'm right. Take some communion. It's going to change you. Anoint yourself with oil. It's going to change you. It's going to change you. Get yourself some, if you can't get yourself some grape juice. Get some crackers. Get something. 1 Corinthians 11, where are you? Let me see if I'm in the right scripture. Yes. Take, and he says, and eat. This is my body. Lord, I need my body. I need my body. So when I eat, I said, Lord, I present my body to you, Lord Jesus. I'm doing this as remembrance as I'm eating my bread. And then, Lord God, when I drink the wine, God, I'm doing it in remembrance of you, Lord. Father God, it's a covenant that we have to, you know, and that's how I'm talking to him. We need help. I don't know about you. I don't know about you. I'm telling you how I'm operating lately. I got to be good. I do not want to be good, but because of what I'm called to do, and I'm not ready to die. See, God is going to talk to us every, the way he talks to me, he may talk to you differently. But I have to go and listen to him. And I want you to know, we could go right into our teaching, because this, what I'm saying, I didn't even look in my notes, but it's along the line of what I had studied, okay? So the last time we talked, we were talking about authority, right? We were talking about authority. We talk about, if you know your authority, let me see if I get my notes. Know your authority. Know this, Jesus know this, right? Before Jesus ascended to the heaven, that's what I have in my notes. He gave us authority over demons, over devils. Remember now, we come from over the authority path. Over here, so ambassador, know that we're ambassadors and we're this and we're that to Christ. And we talk about the wisdom and the knowledge and the character, okay? And how we're going to execute, okay? How we're going to move, how we're going to walk. We already think about that. Those are different things before we get into this, right? We touched on a little part of it the other day. Now we're going to get more. We are exploring now. Oh my God, we're going into big time because we're getting into the meat of things, right? So Jesus, when he ascended into the heavens, Jesus ascending into the heavens, he gave us authority over demons and devils and over every power of the enemy. That simple means, we talked about it the other day, I remember this. The believers have authority. It doesn't have to be the fivefold ministry. Hey, write this in your notes. Matthew 28:18. When he was leaving, Matthew 28:18, if you go and read Matthew 28:18, this is a commission. This is a commission. But you know what? Before you do get into this commission, we should clean up ourselves. This clean up ourselves. That when we go out there, the devil can't come and say no crap, nothing to us, because we are clean. We are walking in power and victory. Okay. We don't want to go out there dilapidated, break down, and beat up. And then the enemy said, no, you know what? I don't know you. Get out from before me before I knock you over. No. So therefore, if we're going to go into the enemy's camp, we want to be clean. Matthew 28:18. That's after we've been clean now. He said he give us all powers. And he said, go therefore to teach all nation, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the earth. And then, so you know, clean up yourself. Clean up yourself. I'm cleaning up myself because I want to be able to drive. I'm driving all demons, but I want to be able to go big time. Now, when they come and talk trash, I'm like, back off and back out and beat it. Okay? No. Don't we see what's happening and what's going on in this world now? We need to have the Holy Ghost showing up. And when demons start acting up, we say, you know what? Shut up. Mark 16:15. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Do you know what? That's after Jesus died. And he came to his disciples. Remember how many times they denied him? But yet at the end, he commissioned those 11. There were 12. But he commissioned the 11. Because remember Judas was gone. He took off because, hey, he messed up. So now he's up to 11. And even those stay the same hard neck unbelievers, he gave them a commission. He gave you a commission. Before the foundation of the earth, go read Ephesians 1. You were predestined. Predestined for what? Predestined to get saved. And once you get saved, you started knowing what to do. You start inviting the Holy Spirit in. Change your mind with your heart. Your heart must now change your mind.
because that mind that you had before is corrupt. So now you need the Holy Spirit to change your mind. And the Holy Spirit lives inside of you. You need that spirit man that's inside of you that is now new. And once it's new, it's going to change your mindset. You cannot use your mind to override your heart. That means it's backwards. You have to use your heart to override the mind. The mind is the flesh. The heart is the spirit. And that is where Jesus is dwelling, in your heart. So now, once you get saved, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believe. You remember Romans? Romans 10, 9? Oh God, Romans 10. Wait, let me say Romans 10. You remember? All you need is to be a believer. You don't have to be out there in no fivefold ministry. Just to be a believer. And you can cast out these demons. That's why we are training. Do not miss these classes, because let the Holy Spirit. Here it goes. Romans 10. Confess with your mouth. Your what? Your mouth. And once you confess, you believe. Yes, sir. Oh, my God. And once you believe in your heart, you see that? In your heart. That God has raised him from the dead. From where? From the dead. All you got to do, and then thou shalt be saved. For with the man, for with the heart, man believe on to righteousness. And then you confess with your mouth unto salvation. You see that? So when people come to you and tell you, oh, you got to be baptized or you're not saved, you can back up it with the scripture here. And please, do not go around arguing with people about scriptures. Do not go fighting folks about no scriptures. Know the word for yourself. And when they come in and they start with these scriptures and start talking, that's out of line with the word, you know, you just say, okay, and just back off and leave. You don't have to sit around and argue. Okay? It doesn't make any sense. Tell you right here. And then you go over now to Mark 16. We need this. Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Oh, this is beautiful. This is wonderful. This is powerful. This is what we need. And you see, once you know this, demons start trembling. They don't want you to know this. They don't want you to know your rights. They don't want you to know your authority. They don't want you to know who you are in Christ. Once you know and they know you know, they start trembling. So you got to know. That's why it's very important for you to study, to show yourself approved. That is what a good workman does. It is for you to study. It's for me to give you information, but it's for you to go study and to know where to find it and to put it in your heart, that when your mind start acting up, you said no, and your heart is going to control the mind, because that's where the word of God lives. That's where the kingdom of God lives. It resides in your heart. Let your kingdom come and let your will be done, that men may know that you alone is Jehovah and your ways are just and true. Yes. And listen to this in verse 17. And these signs shall follow them. He ain't so for you to go call the pastor. He ain't so for you to go call me. You don't have to run behind signs. And these signs, S-I-G-N-S, more than one sign. They come to signs. Shall follow them that believe. Who are you? Are you a believer? I am in this bracket. Yes, I am. If you gave your life to Christ, and if you have never given your life to Christ, you could repeat Romans 10, 9 and 10 tonight and give your life to Jesus Christ. And once you give your life to the Messiah, ooh, you are ready for action. And don't forget to pick up your Bible every day and start reading from Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And then you could jump off that you finished with that and go over into, start with the epistle. Yes, buddy. Then you could go over to Acts and Romans. Yes. And Colossians. Oh, yes. And the first and second Corinthians. Yes. You could do that. It is not hard. And guess what? Find yourself a Bible that you could understand. Known language, today's language, match it up with your King James and make sure they work together. Okay? That's what you do. Don't let you brainwash. Don't let nobody brainwash you. Don't listen to nobody to brainwash you. It ain't all about that. These signs shall follow them that believe. Ooh, Lord God, I'm in this because I'm a believer in my name. In whose name? In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. So when you go before them demons and them devils and them warlocks and them people that say they are, you know, all kind of rituals, you plead the blood of Jesus. You call them out by with the blood of Jesus. And hey, if you online and if you want to get the gifts of speaking in tongues, you don't have to go beat up yourself. Pray to the Father. Open up your mouth. And ask the Holy Spirit to fill you with that gift. It is a gift that you may be able to communicate with your daddy. Go down on your knees. Go in your bathroom. Go in your bedroom. Go in your car. Your kitchen. Dining room. Kitchen. If you don't have one, go in your yard. Go on the front street. Go anywhere you want to go. And talk to the Holy Ghost. And say, Father, I hear about your spirit. Father, go over 1 Corinthians 12. Father, I need to know how to talk. Lord God, I need to know how to communicate with you. Lord Jesus. I remember when I'm working with Maurice Sorella, there was this one woman, big time. They got money, big time people from, and I didn't have no money like that. Big time people with their big time checkbook. Oh yeah. And I'm working with Maurice and I'm there and I met these people, a lot of them from New York with the big checkbook. And the lady said to me, as a matter of fact, she didn't have a checkbook then. And I'm saying, how you doing? And blah, blah, blah. And she said, oh, you know, we're here. A group of us are here. And I didn't get what I come for. You know, speaking, I ain't speak like that, okay? She said, I didn't get what I come for. So I said, and what did you come for? She said, I wanted to speak in tongues. And I'm like, oh, wow. As a matter of fact, they had called me on the phone and we were talking. So, you know, they invited me, for me and them to go have dinner. So we went over to have dinner. And these people, I almost quit because I didn't know that I was with some big time dignitaries in the church. Oh, Lord, they're filling out this checkbook and they said, order anything you want. Girl, this is the time when I was supposed to order. But I was so shocked, I flipped the script. I was like, huh? I couldn't even order, honey. So after I finished eating my salad, which I didn't want, but I eat it. And they said, okay. So I said to them, the Spirit of God told me, take them to my room. And I'm like, I don't want to take nobody to my room. So I took them up to my room. And I inquired of the Holy Spirit. I think it was about like 4 or 5 of them. I'm like, okay. How in the world am I going to get this thing done? The Spirit of God told me to use some oil. I'm like, okay. So I look on my dresser. There was no oil on my dresser. All I had on my dresser was some ear oil, Doc's ear oil, the green one. The Holy Spirit said, use that. I put them in line. And as soon as I said to one person, do you want the Holy Spirit? The lady said, yes. I asked her 3 times and she said, yes. I laid my hands on that lady's mouth with oil. That lady passed out, started speaking in tongues. Every last one of them. I didn't do nothing special. Ain't no telling me yes because I used the oil. No, no, no. That ain't got nothing to do with that. I don't know why the Holy Spirit had me using the oil. I don't know. And you know, everybody know that I use my oil, my regular olive oil when I'm praying over people. But I followed the leading of the Holy Spirit. And that's what we have to do. We make so much noise in that hotel room. Ain't nobody come to our room. And they said, normally, when you're making noise in the hotel room, they come to the room. But the Holy Ghost had the other people next door just be quiet. They didn't say nothing. Or maybe because we was making too much noise. Everybody in the room passed out. And them people pick up their bag and walk out. That is what God will do. Don't tell me about your God. You need to get to know him. He's a God that do exploits. He's the God of the supernatural. He is the God of peace. He is the God of joy. He is the God of abundant living. Okay, I'm almost finished. This is getting to be too good. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Authority of the believer. Oh, my God. I just look at my time. Where did the time go when you're having fun? Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, na, 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 no, boy. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. If you don't know your rights, the devil will take advantage over you. You cannot be ignorant of his device. You can't. I have 2 Corinthians 2:11. What does 2 Corinthians 2:11 say? You cannot, you cannot, you cannot. Please, 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 please. Take the scriptures that I'm giving to you. Please, please, look them over. Put your hand on your heart. Say, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Open the spirit. Open my spirit. Open my spirit wide. Give my eyes. Give my eyes the eyes of the spirit. Oh, God, touch my heart. Speak to him. He's not deaf. He's not sleeping. Somebody had told us when my father come to the hospital acting up with my mom, the nurse said to me, Ruth, the Jamaican nurse come to me and she said, Ruth, let me tell you something. God does not sleep in a pajama. That's the facts. He does not sleep. He does not eat. He does not need a night clothes to sleep in. He is ever up. He is always up. He does not sleep. What is wrong with you? My Father God, your Father God is exciting. Okay, says 2 Corinthians 2, verse 11. You got to be wise. If you're not sober, if you're not vigilant, Satan is going to come and take advantage of us if we are ignorant to his devices. You cannot be ignorant. And how you're not going to get ignorant is knowing the word, that when he come in his little foolishness, you say, back off. Get out. All right, I'm going to be finishing up right here. Once you know you have authority, you must submit to God. You must submit to God. When you submit to him, all the authority is behind you. Every force of the enemy have to back off from you. When you say bow, they have to bow. Remember now, Ephesians 1 verse 3 tell you, God himself has blessed us with all blessings in heavenly places. Heavenly places. Remember the scripture where Jesus said, look, man, I am going to give you the keys to the kingdom. So this scripture here automatically backs up Matthew 16, verse 19. You have spiritual blessings in heavenly places. You got the keys for the heavenly places. Amen. You are armed and you are dangerous. The enemy does not want you to know this. So get off the little crying pity party. Get up, shake up, and wake up tonight, because you are armed previously, past tense. Ephesians 1 says, I'm not even going to go over there and read it. Do I have to read the Holy Spirit? Okay, all right. See, I got to listen. Ephesians 1, verse 5. The Holy Spirit didn't let me drop down right there. First of all, number 4, say you are chosen before the foundation of the earth. Are you hearing this? The enemy knows that you have been chosen before the foundation of the earth. Why do you think he come in and want to mess with your mind? Why do you think he wants to do that? Honestly. Because he knows that you are depending on your mind. But if you put the scriptures in your heart, and your heart is overriding your mind, the enemy has no power and no authority over you. You are chosen in him before the foundation of the earth. That we should be holy. But a person is holy, what happened? They're being set apart. That means me and you set apart. Both of us are set apart. All of us are set apart. There's one scripture that says we're a peculiar people. We are from royalty. You see, the queen died the other day. They not royal. They not the ones that royal. We are the ones that royal in the spirit. You better get some understanding. You know what? Look what's going on in England right now. They're on the 7 days of mourning. Tell you what you do. They start mourning from Monday or maybe from Tuesday. Today is Thursday. Tell you what you do. Put on your Holy Ghost cap. So they mourn Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So now you put on your Holy Ghost cap. Right? Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. That's 4 days, right? Put on your Holy Ghost cap, even for 3 days, and take the word out. And see yourself as kingdom ambassadors for Christ. Those people over there are the natural kings and queens. We are the spiritual kings and queens. You better get this. You better get this. This is not time to be playing pity party. I read today that lady died. And that woman left billions. She couldn't take a dime with her. And the Father told us, Jesus, have mercy, Lord God, open our eyes and our understanding. He has given us the keys. This is going to be it right now. I'm going to get off. He has given us the keys to his kingdom. First of all, you need to know what the kingdom is. I told you that when we first started. You got to know about the kingdom. Do we have to do some studying on the kingdom next week before we continue? Text me and let me know. Text me and let me know. You want us to, the next time we meet, to at least go into the kingdom? Because we need to know. They got natural kingdom authority. Who you think is more advanced? Who you think is more better? The natural kingdom? Or the spiritual kingdom? I beg to differ. I am going to go with the spiritual kingdom. So you know what? I'm going to ask God to open our eyesight and give us insight for living, because we need that. We are warped. Mm-hmm. And we, Lord God, yes, we got it all backwards. Father, forgive me. Forgive my unbelief. Forgive me from walking around and moping and crying, Lord, when I got the keys to your kingdom and I could execute your kingdom here in the earth. Precious, holy, almighty God, give us the authority we cry all the time, making all this noise, Lord God Almighty. Making this noise, Lord God Almighty. making this noise, Lord God Almighty, when we have kingdom rights, kingdom articulation, kingdom empowerment, spiritual kingdom empowerment, spiritual articulation from the heavenlies, Holy Spirit of the living God, speak to our heart. Number one, we need to communicate with you. We need to. Oh, God, time is an essence. We need to pray and we need to fast and we need to know the word. We need to pray. We need to fast. We need to know the word. Jesus Christ himself prayed every time. When Jesus first got baptized, he was led of the Spirit. That's Matthew 4. If you read Matthew 4, 1 to 11, Matthew 4, verse 2. Oh my God. He fasted for 40 days. Mark 1, 13. Mark 14, 23. And we were talking about knowing the word, studying the word. 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved. That's what a good workman did. We talked about that before. Proverbs 35 to 6. John 6:63, we talk about that. John 14, 6. The word of God is very important. The word of God, the word of God, the word of God. Whatever you do, know the word, know the word, know the word, know the road. Romans 3, 4, know the word of God. We don't need to be ashamed. We need to divide the word. Thy word is truth, O God. My God, my God, my God. Moses fasted. If you read Exodus 24, 18, he fasted. Moses fasted. Fasting and prayer also. 1 Corinthians 7, 5. You know, I'm going to take some time out. Submitting ourselves. James 4, verse 7. I'm going to have to continue. Talk about Moses fast regularly. Exodus 33, 7 to 11. Elijah, when Elijah spoke with God, 1 Kings 19. Jacob was alone with God, Genesis 32, 24 to 34. Jesus spent time alone with the Father. We have to spend time alone. If we're going to be doing exploit for him in this capacity, in this knowing how to drive out enemy and drive out demons, we have to spend time with the Father. Luke 5, 16. Jesus himself used to get up early in the morning and go and pray. And I found that in Mark 1, 35. And another thing, before Jesus chose his 12 apostles, I read it in the Bible, Luke 6, 12 to 13, he prayed. In verse 12, it said he continued to pray all night. That's before he went out and do any kind of task. That's before he went out and do any kind of task for the Father. Anything at all. He cannot even drive out those demons without prayer. It's Mark 9, 29. We must fast and pray. We must fast and pray. We must fast and pray. Jesus is not here in the flesh. He talks about the bridegroom leave. And he said, you know, when the bridegroom is here with us, he said that really, you don't need to fast and pray when the bridegroom is here. But when the bridegroom is not here, that's when you need to fast and pray. And I found that in Matthew 9, 14. But I am telling you right now, I am begging you right now, please, under the sound of my voice, submit yourself to God. Submit yourself, James 4:7. Submit yourself. Humble yourself. Obey the voice of God. 1 Peter 5:6, humble yourself. Get to know the Holy Spirit. If you really, really want, if you really want us to go over, Lord God, next week, you just let me know. Or we can just continue, okay? I want to tell you, it's been a pleasure. It's been a pleasure to come in tonight and to actually sit down and to really open the Word of God and to actually talk about His Word. It is so important. It is so important. It is so important. I am not taking any answer, any, you know, like questions or answers tonight. If you really, really want to talk, okay, this is not a time for question and answer. You could text me, and then I'll get back to you with your question and answer. But this is just a time for just to let the Holy Spirit teach us. And if I'm doing anything wrong, or if I'm saying anything wrong, and you're not getting what I'm saying, and it doesn't make any sense to you, text me and we could have a one-on-one. But I just want to be led by the Spirit, move strategically by the Spirit, give you information out of my spirit that I believe the Holy Spirit is talking to me. And if I'm wrong, you just let me know. You text me, you could even call me, and we will communicate. We'll go over this. We'll talk one-on-one. But this is not a question and answer night at all. We're not going to do this. There's a time when we have to come together and just sit at the feet of the altar and just hear from the Holy Spirit, because too long, man is putting in their own opinion and we're not getting anywhere. So I believe that we need to just sit back and listen. And if we're making any kind of mistakes, or if we're saying anything wrong, let's do it one and one. But it's not for the whole entire public to get involved. Okay? I love you guys. I give God thanks for you guys. The next time we will be meeting is, let me see here. October 6th. And I want to let you know before you go, I will be in Connecticut on Friday the 21st and the 22nd. We are going to have healing and deliverance meeting, right? It's going to start from 7. We have the place until 11, but I'm put on the flyers 10:30. But I might have to put a correction on the flyer, because you know what? I'm going to go from 7 to 10. And I might just leave it. Okay, Holy Spirit, okay. And then but we have to be out of there for 11. So in order for you to come into the meeting, you're going to have to get in touch with me, right? We're going to have flyers coming out. The flyers will be going to the church in Connecticut and different individuals that want to have a flyer. And then it will go either email or it will go text, right? You could either print these flyers, because it's just going to be one. Anyone that needs to have a flyer, right? You could text me with your email address, and I'll send it to you. If you are a person that is always online, always participating in the things that we're doing, most likely, I should have already have your email. So then you wouldn't need to have to really send me an email, okay? If you send me the information and say you need it, And then I get back to you and say, I don't have your email, then you could send it. But if I don't get in touch with you, you don't really have to say, oh, Sister Rude, or whatever you want to call me, send it to me, right? This is very, very important. The Holy Spirit is going to do exploit in that meeting. When I come to that meeting, you're not looking at Ruth. You're going to be experiencing the fire of the Holy Spirit. Whatever you need, the Holy Spirit is going to produce that night. As a matter of fact, the Holy Spirit is going to start changing some things. You're going to even come to the meeting. Write it down. You're going to come to the meeting with testimony. Okay? It's going to be for two nights. It's going to be for Friday and Saturday. And then I'll be leaving back to come home on the 24th. Can you believe it? I'm saying come home because this is where I'm stationed down here. And as you know, even though I'm here, I'm called to the nations of the world. So there's a lot of things that the Spirit of God is talking to me about. And what I'll do, I will give you the information as it's been released to me by the Holy Spirit. But right now, there's a lot of things going on, okay? Pray for me. I should say, yeah, pray for me. I'm praying for every single person called to the nations of the world. So my prayer continually is Isaiah 45. Verse 3, where I go in and I take them out from every corner and every dungeon and every crevice of the world, wherever they are located, go in and dig them out. Just like we're in Jamaica and they have the crab. You see the crab is in the hole and you put your hand and yes, you get bitten and you drag it out. Yes, you get bitten and you drag it out. So we're going to go in. I don't know about you, but I'm called to go in and drag it out. I'm called into the hospital. I'm like a person that goes into the hospital. I can't be dressed. That means I'm coming in there naked. I'm gonna have on clothes, but I can't be like everybody else. I just gotta come in a scrub. That means whenever I'm there, I'm ready for triage. You gotta go to the Father, and you have to ask the Father what you were called to do for his kingdom. I myself cannot tell you how to execute. I could only relate information to you. But at the end of the day, you and you alone should make an appointment with him. I bow my head right now before you. And I say, Heavenly Father, kingdom designer, God of all the ages, supernatural Father, we are in awe to be in your presence. What a dad we have. When you think about it, we are special. When you think about it, we are designed for kingdom building. In you, we move. It is just so sweet to be in you. Designer of the world, joy and hope has been released. We give you thanks, so precious Holy Father. We give you thanks. Let everything that have breath praise the name of the Lord. Oh, wow. Oh, okay. Something just, oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. All right. You know what? Everybody's still online. That means it must be something good because nobody's coming up. Well, I just hear in my spirit, and I'm going to write it down. Tonight we minister, and we say we have to fast and pray. So I just hear in my spirit, fast for divine intervention. Wow. Okay, so the Father wants us to fast for divine intervention, okay? And in that divine intervention, number one, it is for heaven, Lord, to come down to earth. Wow. Is that it? Is that it, Holy Father? Okay. Heaven to come down to earth. So whatever, oh my God. So I'm writing, so whatever that's in the heaven, we must release it here in the earth. Wow. Powerful. All right, so today is 9/22/2022. Wow, is that right? Is that right? Let me see something. Wow. See, God has given us nuggets. And you know, you guys drag it out because I wanted to go about my business. So what time is it? Wow. This is beautiful. It's 8:59. So I'm going to put 8:58. I got it 8:58 p.m. We should have been on the phone, off the phone from 8:30. And the Father, it lingers. And then I have Matthew 8:8 on my phone. On my phone. Wow. On my phone, I have. You guys need to let me go. My God, what's wrong with you people? Matthew, Father, what's wrong with you? Oh, gosh. Okay, Matthew, the people are hungry. That's what he said. People are hungry. Oh, Lord Jesus. Okay, so on my phone, I have Matthew 8:8. And my phone is saying, speak the word only. Oh, speak the word only. That's what I have on my phone. This is something else. Father, you something else. Oh, my God. God, you're too much. I love you, Jesus. Oh, my God. This is unbelievable. Okay. He says, speak the word only. Matthew 8:8. All right. So we're going to fast. Okay. Now, how many days are we going to fast, Father? How is this going to work? And when are we going to fast? Oh, okay. All righty. Woo. This is sweet. Woo. We are going to fast. Oh, okay. All right. Okay. We are going to fast October 12th. Oh my God, I hear somebody say, why so long? Oh God. All right, let me see. These people are telling me, Lord God, Jesus. What's wrong with these people? Okay. All right, let me see something. I hear somebody say, why so long? All right. So give them two for the price of one. Probably you too much. 28. Oh my God. All right. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do 9:28. Okay. 10:05 and 10:12. Fasting. It's going to be from 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. This fast is personal. It's a personal fast, okay? I'm writing the information down for the Holy Spirit. This fast is personal. So it's up to you to break your fast. Thank you, Jesus. This is a personal fast, okay? So the Holy Spirit says, up to you. to break your fast. So personal fast is up to you to break your fast. So therefore, I will give out the scriptures. Daniel, it's a Daniel fast. So it's a fast with water, fruits, and veg. Okay? If you have any kind of restrictions, then tell you what. If you have any kind of restrictions, then you go to your father. If you want to be on the fast, you go to your daddy and you ask him, what can you do for this restriction that you have? In other words, is somebody taking pills? What else can you fast? Maybe you could fast your TV, whatever. Between you and him, it's personal fast, okay? Now, let me go, Holy Ghost, let me go. Is there anything else, Father? Oh, gosh. No? Okay. All right, okay. You know that when we have our meetings is a lot. We have a whole lot of funds that we have to do for the meeting. And some of the time when we have the meetings, some of the funds that we receive, it doesn't cover all her expenses. So if you find in your heart, I'm gonna document that. If you find in your heart to give, okay, while I'm coming there, you could give on the site. You could give to theholytabernacle.com, right? I don't go out and ask anybody for anything, okay? But I follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. So if you find in your heart, if you say, well, you know, you want to bless the Holy Tabernacle, and I've never said anything about that, I believe first that if you're a participant of a church, you give to your church. And I also believe that wherever you are getting fed, that is the church, right? And you find in your heart to give whatever you want to give out of your heart. Just trust God for him to do the return, and not man. God himself, promise you, will honor his word, and he will give you abundance. Amen. So it's the website is theholytabernacle.com. Theholytabernacle.com. I want to thank you guys for being on the call tonight, and we will meet next week. We're going to meet next week for fasting, and it's going to be 3 weeks of fasting on just Wednesday, one day a week, Wednesday, and it's going to be, this is the time the Father said, 6 a.m. to 3 p.m., and it's a personal fast, and it's going to start on it's going to start on the 28th, so that's next week, Wednesday, and what I'm going to do, I'm going to send out the information, okay? Now, if you're online and you do not want to be a participant of this fast, please just send me your information and tell me that you don't want to be a part, okay? Because I don't want to, I don't really want to put anybody out and tell people that they have to do this, because I myself is going by the leading of the Holy Spirit. And I believe that you need to follow your heart. Just like I have to follow my spirit, you should follow your spirit. The Holy Spirit gives out the information, 8:58 p.m., 9:22, fast for divine intervention, and it's for personal. That simply means you, if you go on this fast, you are going to be visited by angels. Yes, sir. Writing that down. Visited by angels, by the supernatural empowerment. Okay, and I'm going to be gone for this empowerment. So I'm just getting and writing this thing down, and I just thank God for you guys. Amen. Glory to God. Have a good night. God bless you. And we will meet next week on the 28th for fasting. And on the 6th of October for our first class of divine deliverance, prophetic deliverance. God bless you. May his face shine upon you. May he give you supernatural peace where there is no peace. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Have a good night.